Is that the point? Yeah, good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. Come, come, whoever you are, come into this space and be in community here. Whether you have been coming here for years or this is one of your first times being with us, come, come, whoever you are, no matter where you are right now on this life journey that we share, you are welcome here. No matter who you are, no matter your ethnicity, creed, color, sexual preference, gender, color of hair, and so on and so forth, we welcome you. If you are visiting here for the first time, or perhaps returning after a long absence, there will be a place later on in the service where you may introduce yourself if you wish to do so. And if this is one of your first times here, just a gentle reminder that our services tend to be different each week. I am Sandy Ingham, Prairie's halftime consulting minister. Sometimes I do the service. Sometimes folks from outside do it. Sometimes people from within our community do it. The point is, they're different. So to get a good feel of us, try to come back, and we want to see you for many reasons. The opening words were written by Wendell Berry, titled The Larger Circle. We clasp the hands of those that go before us and the hands of those who come after us. We enter the little circle of each other's arms and the larger circle of lovers whose hands are joined in a dance, and the larger circle yet of all creatures passing in and out of life, who move also in a dance to a music so subtle and vast that no one hears it except in fragments. Oh, I neglected to get a chalice lighter. Karen, would you like to light the chalice? I haven't been up here for over a month, so forgotten what we did. No, I haven't. For every time we make a mistake and we decide to start again, we light this chalice. For every time we are lonely and we let someone be our friend, we light this chalice. For every time we are disappointed and we choose to hope, we light this chalice. Thank you. Short poem by Billy Collins titled In the Evening. The heads of roses begin to droop. The bee who has been hauling his gold all day finds a hexagon in which to rest. In the sky, traces of clouds, the last few darting birds, watercolors on the horizon. The white cat sits facing a wall. The horse in the field is asleep on its feet. I light a candle on the wood table. I take another sip of wine. I pick an onion and a knife. And the past and the future? Nothing but an only child with two different masks. This morning, in recognition of both All Souls Day, which was 2 days ago on November 2nd, and of the celebration in some cultures of the Day of the Dead, we are taking time to remember those who came before us. In the poem that I just read, Billy Collins states that the past and the future are nothing but an only child with two different masks. I come from a long line of dead people, Libby Roderick sings in the opening line of one of her songs, the one titled Bones. She closes with that line as well. I come from a long line of dead people. I come from a tall pile of bones. My people lie sleeping all under the world. Their souls turn to roots, leaves, and stones. My grandpa went by whiskey in an LA hotel. His dad died of Ohio coal. And before him, and before that, they slipped under the ground. Fewer bones walk above than below. A toast to the living, walk us walk down the aisle, so these bones can be married to the flesh for a while. A song for the living, though the flesh worries when these bones will be leaving to join family again. I come from a long line of dead people. The poets and the songwriters are wonderful, appropriate sources for us on All Souls Day and during Day of the Dead celebrations. Some of you may be familiar with the song Wanting Memories by Issei, I believe, is how he says his first name, M. Barnwell. This song, as some of you may know, has been recorded by Sweet Honey in the Rock and is often used at funerals and memorial services, and I'm hoping we can sing it sometime. The melody, the tune is amazing. And I was going to take a stab at singing the first two lines, but I'm not. I chickened out. I'll read them. I am sitting here wanting memories. Memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. You said you'd rock me in the cradle of your arms. You said you'd hold me in the storms of life until the storms of life were gone. You said you'd comfort me in times like these, and now I need you. Now I need you, and you are gone. So, and those of you who know this tune can just hear it, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Since you've gone and left me, there's been so little beauty, but I know I saw it clearly through your eyes. Now the world outside is such a cold and bitter place. Here inside I have few things that will console, and when I try to hear your voice above the storms of life, then I remember all the things I was told. So I found myself on the 2nd, on that All Souls Day that just passed, sitting there wanting memories of those dear friends and family members who are no longer physically with me, wanting my memories of them to teach me to see the beauty of the world through my own eyes. The lyrics continue, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty of the world through my own eyes. I thought you were gone, but now I know you're with me. You are the voice that whispers all I need to hear. I know a please and a thank you and a smile will take me far. I know that I am you and you are me and we are one. I know that who I am is numbered in each grain of sand. I know that I am blessed again and again and again and again and again. While those lyrics are true for me, the blessed again and again part, I know from experience and from the profession I have chosen that such things are not necessarily true for every one of you. I was blessed with good parents and grandparents, good, kind, loving people. But even if you were not so fortunate, I hope that all of you had at least one person in your life who made you laugh or dance or sing, helped you, in the words of Wanting Memories song, helped you grow in to a being full of pride. I know that I am blessed again and again and again. There are two categories of people who came before us and touched our lives. One group is those people we actually knew, people in our lifetime, friends and family who shared part of our life's journey with us. Maybe we didn't know them, you know, to remember them. I'm thinking of great-grandparents and grandparents, and in some cases even parents. I'm also thinking of someone like my Uncle Jimmy, who was 19 when he was shot down over Romania by German artillery. He was a gunner. I didn't know him. This happened right before I was born. So there's that category of people. I'd like to pay tribute to them right now, those whom we were fortunate enough to know or to know the memories of, but sometime within our lifespan, in our time on Earth, these were living, breathing people who, if they didn't directly influence us, they certainly influenced our parents or our grandparents or somebody in the contemporary time, so to speak. We have looked backward. Now we'll just spend a very few moments looking forward. When my son was 6 or 7, Anne Lamott writes, and realized that he and I were not going to die at the exact same moment, he cried for a while and then said that if he'd known this, he wouldn't have agreed to be born. That's at the top of your program. Nevertheless, here we are, born, whether or not we agreed to it. And what are we to do with that fact? Well, we can choose to pay it forward, as the saying goes. I think there might have even been a movie with that title. Yes. Every day, you can figure out how to pay it forward. Classic example, which you've probably all heard, is the one where you're on a toll road and it's your turn to pay the toll, and the person taking the money says, no, it's already paid, because the person in front of you paid it. I've heard this from more than one source, though I must admit I've never done it, nor have I ever been the recipient of it. But what better way to honor those dear ones who are no longer with us, and not only the loved ones we personally knew, but also those in that great cloud of witnesses, that long line of people who have passed the torch of freedom and justice and trying to bend that arc of the universe towards justice? What better way to honor all of them than to pay it forward? I suppose to pay it forward, we might want to have a little bit of an idea of what we mean by it, in a very broad sense. For me, it, used in this way, refers to life, capital L, just as Freddie the Leaf learned about life, capital L. And more specifically, it means an exuberant love of life. To narrow down the definition a bit, it, again, for me, means doing all that we can in our lifetimes to bend that arc of the universe towards justice, which no, Martin Luther King Jr. did not say originally. A famous universalist minister, Theodore Parker, said it in 1850. And bending that arc, paying it forward, is exactly what Waitstill, yes, that's his first name, Waitstill, W-A-I-T-S-T-I-L-L, Waitstill and Martha Sharp did in the late 1930s and the early 1940s. They paid it forward. It, in that instance, was helping refugees escape from Nazi Germany and other countries held by the Nazis. How many of you have seen the documentary about the Sharps? Defying Hate, I think, is the title of it. Defying the Nazis, that's the title. But it's a Ken Burns documentary. It's been on PBS, Public Broadcasting System, many times. I am not going to go into detail right now, because we don't have time, about them, Martha and her husband. Waitstill was a Unitarian minister. Martha was a social worker. Martha's full name before she married Waitstill Martha Ingham. Dickie. Ingham is a middle name, but it was a family name, so it's kind of gives me shivers. I just discovered this not very long ago. It was during all of this turmoil and saving, especially Jewish children, but others persecuted by the Nazi regime. It was during this period of time, and so many of you will know this, that the Unitarian Service Committee came into being. We weren't merged yet with the Universalists, but eventually that, the Unitarian Service Committee and a similar organization with the Universalists merged when we merged in 1961 and became the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. Now, again, I'm not going to give you much about it, but out of the UUSC, Unitarian Universal Service Committee, came a program called Guest at Your Table. How many of you know about Guest at Your Table? Yes. Okay, good. Boxes. Very important. I don't know how many of you do this. Not put it together. That's relatively simple. Except I'm spatially challenged. Every year it has to be over 40 years. I remember getting one of these boxes at First Unitarian and taking it home, hearing Max Gabler speak about what this meant, and filling these boxes up. And back then, when people actually sat down together as families and ate meals, I shouldn't assume none of you do that anymore, but it seems like we don't do that as much as we used to. You were supposed to put coins in here, and it was largely geared towards the children. You put money in here. Well, every year, my then husband and I and our two children diligently filled this up. We didn't have a whole lot of money. Mike was a grad student, but the kids loved it. And they must have been 7 and 9, my two children, at that point in time. That guest at your program, I'm going to call it GATE, Guest at Your Table. The GATE program used to have the stories and the pictures until last year, I think, on the box. Now you get the stories of hope from the brochure. So I'm not sure whether I should ask Rick, who's really busy with mics, and maybe one other person to pass some of these out. I urge you to read the stories of hope. There are four of them. I think you will be amazed. Every single year when it comes time to, when it comes time to pass these out, I say the same thing. So those of you who've heard this for 6 years now, bear with me. You will not find you'd be hard-pressed to find another organization, a nonprofit organization, that gives you the kind of return on your donations that the UUSC does. And one of the main reasons, I believe, and it's not an original thought for this, is that the UUSC believes in working with local organizations, grassroots work. They do not believe in arriving in a troubled part of the world and telling people who live in those other places what to do and how to do it. So take these home. I need to stop talking now. And I was going to tell you a couple stories, but you can read them in the brochures. I was also going to mention, and I still am because this is fascinating to me, in the course of doing research and thinking about this morning, I ran across an organization called HIAS. Many of you did too, huh? It was in connection with the killings at the synagogue last week. HIAS is the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. And that particular synagogue in Pittsburgh, not far from my hometown, has been very active through the years at supporting that group. The Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society is a nonprofit group that basically helps refugees, but the similarities between our UUSC and the HIAS astounded me, except the HIAS was formed in 1881, preceding us by many years, about 60.
and perhaps foreshadowing us, but I tell you this. I give you this information to illustrate that we're not alone, that there are a lot of organizations and grassroots movements and kind, gentle people out there, despite the horrible things that are happening right now. Okay. The closing words are from Barbara Peskin. Because of those who came before, we are. In spite of their failings, we believe. Because of and in spite of the horizons of their vision, we too dream. May it be so. Go in peace, drink your coffee, talk to your neighbors, especially those people we'll talk to everybody, but we have a lot of people this morning who might be visiting, and Amber's throwing the hand.